Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast with Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Using an interview format, Pastor Bob will introduce you to men and women whose ministries are impacting this world with the gospel, and will also provide commentary and insight on end-time prophetic events we now see happening in the news. Now here is Pastor Robert Thibodeau.
Hello everyone everywhere, this is Pastor Robert Thibodeau, and what a welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast today. We live in a world that's often shaped by first impressions. I mean, you'll hear things like, she looks like a nice person, or he looks mean, or he looks like a gangbanger, or any such thing. I know, because of my military training of, you know, never show emotion, I was often accused of being mad at the world or not caring, and, you know, especially by my wife. She'd say, you don't care about anything I'm saying. I said, I do. She says, why are you mad? And I'm not mad. You know, that's just me. Why? Because I had developed a persona of never showing emotion. And my wife's friends would come over to visit and leave after a few minutes because they thought I was mad at them for being there, just because I failed to visibly make smiley faces and stuff. But that was not me. Well, that can also be taken to another extreme. Many presumptions are made simply based on appearances. My guest today, Nelson Brown, has experienced presumptions on appearances probably on a level most people cannot even relate to. I've had Nelson on the program before as I did a couple of interviews with him about the book he wrote on this topic, The Beauty in Us, Our Reality. And if you missed those episodes, I encourage you to go back and listen to episodes 445 and 446 in our archives. Nelson's book is about a young man of color who's using his age, his gender, his nationality to discuss his personal struggles with colorism, self-image, and self-acceptance. As a society as a whole, it seems like we always discuss controversial topics regarding body image and acceptance, but often it's heard from a female's point of view. Did you ever hear of many males ever speaking out about their struggles with their own body image and self-esteem? Well, Nelson Brown's been embarking on a journey to help boys, girls, men, and women around the world to discover who they are and how beautiful they really are. In this book, Nelson's able to give himself and us permission to be vulnerable and even to be emotionally honest about how he feels. He's speaking on behalf of all the men and all the young boys and communities all around the world who are afraid to speak up on their own. He's also willing to show women and young girls how males carry their insecurities with them each and every day and how they suppress them in the public eye. Help me welcome back to the program, Nelson Brown. Nelson, thank you for taking the time to come back on the program today.
Thank you, Pastor Bob. It's definitely an honor. That was an amazing introduction. Sometimes I forget how long like my introductions are like in my interviews because I've done so much and I've accomplished so much. It's definitely been a blessing. A lot of my readers have enjoyed the book. A lot of people are looking forward to the second and third book that I have in motion now.
Yep.
And that are rapidly in the works. And like I said, I've been able to touch so many people and bless so many people and reach so many souls with this book and just being vulnerable and just being honest and like I said, just giving people permission to get in touch with their feelings, giving men an opportunity to, to give them a license to actually feel. Definitely breaking through that, you know, taboo subject and that sensitive subject in this manner.
Amen. Now, for the benefit of those who have not heard our prior interviews, catch us up. In your own words, you tell us, who is Nelson Brown?
Well, I would tell your listeners that Nelson Brown is a young man who's, I just turned 20 in May, so I released this book when I was 19. I started working at the Maryland Department of the Environment at 17. So to sum it up, I'm an environmentalist, I'm an activist, a community activist, I am a young entrepreneur, I'm an author, I completed my training as a small groups facilitator, and I'm just a well-rounded guy. And I would, in a few words, I would say that Nelson Brown is definitely innovative, Nelson is very, very focused, Nelson is very, very driven, ambitious, and passionate. When he sets his heart out to do something, he stays committed to it, and it's always to, you know, benefit others, and it's always to bless others. I'm using many of my testimonies in order to bless others. So whether it's at MDE, whether it's at the Messiah Community Church where I facilitate my small groups, or even at school, you know, as I pursue my education, that's what a lot of people That's how a lot of people perceive me, and that's what a lot of people automatically think of me because of everything that I have accomplished and everything that I've done. And this is not just for my peers, but for even people who are 30 to 40 years my senior.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. And first, I want to congratulate you on your book award that you're being honored with. Tell us about the Newsome Award that you're receiving soon.
Well, I actually went to the show 2 weeks ago. I won for Author of the Year.
Amen.
This is the 24th annual Newsome Gospel Music Awards. The 25th one is in the making, but this was my first nomination and my first award win by the Newsome Gospel Music Awards, and it highlights the accomplishments from people in the gospel music industry and people in all forms of entertainment, not just in Baltimore, not just in the Baltimore or in the state of Maryland, but around the world. So I was definitely able to network with other people in various fields of business and entertainment. And there was definitely a sense of unity when you got there. I didn't know what to say when I got my award. I just thanked everybody who supported me. You know, this is my first award, and this is my first book. And like I said, I definitely, sometimes I sit back and I cry tears of joy. Mm-hmm. Because I never thought that I'd be sitting in the position I'm in, you know, when I started high school 6 years ago. I was just totally in a different frame of mind, and I was totally just, like, I had a lot of growing pains. And, you know, I'm still, you know, working on myself. I'm still focused on self-improvement, self-development. And I just cry tears of joy because I was able to touch the lives of others, and I was able to, you know, expand the kingdom of God through my own testimonies and mm-hmm. and through my own stories. So it's definitely been a blessing, and I look forward to next year's show.
Amen. Amen. Now, you've also been honored by some local politicians and state politicians for your book and your work in the community as well, correct?
Yes. I've been able to network with some of the local politicians and some of the community leaders and state representatives as well. I've attended a couple of networking events this past summer. I was able to meet with other community leaders, such as Tori Rose, who's running for District 7 in Baltimore City. I was able to sit down with some of the members of the House of Delegates from the Maryland General Assembly. I met a lot of them. A lot of them follow me on all of my social media platforms as well. Mm-hmm. And I have a couple more events coming up, you know, for the fall. Yep. And it's definitely just been great. And I did share with a lot of your listeners on the show last time that I was in the process of starting a radio show, and I found a radio show, an internet radio show named Awesome God Radio, who is willing to help me. The CEO, Antoine Jefferson, we call him AJ, he's willing to, you know, help me start my show and
Amen.
To give a voice for young black men, especially with this climate and with, you know, how we are perceived in the media. So that's definitely been a blessing as well. I had a great conversation with them on the Good Life Gospel show. He has several shows, but he was featured on that show. And it's just been amazing. I'm just elated.
God's opening doors for you left and right.
Yes, I'm just elated about everything.
Amen. Now, before we get into the books, I want to ask you about, you shared with us last time about how you're doing small group ministry at Messiah Community Church, and I want to get your, you know, update on that as well as some of your community outreaches. Tell us what you've been up to.
Well, this past spring, I completed my training, my small groups facilitator training at the Messiah Community Church. So now I am a small groups facilitator. So that means that I can facilitate groups. And with my co-facilitator and I, we facilitate our group that's filled with married couples and individuals. And the ministry leader that's in charge of, you know, organizing the small groups and the small groups facilitator, she's trying to expand it to children as well. She's trying to find other leaders who are willing to facilitate groups with children, like in elementary school, middle school, and high school, because our church has a lot of, you know, younger people. And I definitely look forward to the fall session. And it's been great. I've learned a lot of things from a lot of the married couples that I facilitate our group with, and even like the individuals. And it's just really great to just sit back and, you know, just facilitate biblical lessons.
Amen.
From some of the sermons that our pastor, Pastor Rod Harrison, and First Lady Sherry Harrison, a lot of what they preach about in the Bible study and in the sermons. And just to give everyone's, just it's like I said, it gives me a sense of unity, and I feel like now that I'm definitely, you know, I'm an established leader. I'm still growing, of course. You know, I still have a long way to go, and I still have a lot to learn. But I feel like I definitely have a lot of tools that I need in order to be a great leader and an all well-rounded person. And I'm actually recognizing my abilities for, you know, once in my life, even though people have always told me that, I now see that.
Yeah, amen, amen. Well, you also work for the Maryland Department of the Environment. Tell us how you got started there and what the future looks like for you.
Well, I've been employed at the Maryland Department of the Environment since I was 17 years old. It started out as an internship in high school during my senior year of high school. It was a part of one of our senior requirements were to either get involved in concurrent enrollment, which meant that we could take classes at the local community college at CCBC in Catonsville, or and attend a Western Tech at the same time. I went to Western Tech for environmental science in my magnet program. So it was either take classes at Western Tech and UMBC, at CCBC, excuse me. It was either to go half a day and then go home, have a full day, or, you know, choose an internship, mm-hmm. you know, for the year, for the school year. So I chose to do the internship, and I was introduced to the internship through one of my family members who retired. I think he's been retired for about 5 years now from the Maryland Department of the Environment. He worked there for 40 years under the Water and Science Administration. And okay. I called one of the administrative assistants at the time, and she told me about a vacant position that was open. And then I applied for the position, and I was hired automatically. I didn't even have to go in for an interview.
Amen.
I just submitted my resume, and my boss at the time, he talked to me on the phone. He was very impressed. The program manager at the time was very impressed, and they offered me the position. And then a year later, it became a contractual position. So, you know, I worked Amen. There while I go to school and pursue my other activities, and I work there while I'm going to school and pursuing everything else. So it's definitely been a blessing, and I'm definitely going to definitely cherish my last months, because my supervisor that's been with me since I was 17, mm-hmm. He'll be retiring this fall. So okay. It's definitely it's going to be a good goodbye, but a kind of like a sad goodbye at the same time, mm-hmm. because he's been a great mentor in the workplace, and you know, a lot of people have bosses that are not very nice. So,
amen, amen.
It's great.
You know, life goes on, and you'll be moving on to the higher positions as well, I'm sure.
Amen. Yes,
amen. Now, you mentioned that you're a community activist. Explain what you're doing in that area.
Well, I usually participate in a lot of, well, as an activist, I participate in a lot of community outreach events at my church. And I also, with my book and all, you know, I also, mm-hmm. You know, like I said, I bring awareness to subjects involving, you know, men developing a healthier self-image and just a healthier self-concept. Mm-hmm. But as a community activist, I participate in a variety of events. I'm very passionate about, I did my panel event this past spring consisted of people in different fields of entertainment and in business, and a lot of people were sharing their expertise about their fields. I had Lisa Willis. She's a retired WNBA player. Mm-hmm. So I had her. I had her as one of the panelists. I had Teron Prelo. He's the minister of music at the Forest Park Community Church. I had Angel Anderson. She's a student who's the president of the Film Society, but she's also a music student. I have Kristen Johnson, who is a CEO and the founder of Sophisticated and Chic Brand, which is a fashion company that she runs here. It's a styling company, personal styling and branding company. And I also had, who's the last person? I had Dr. Fred Newsom, the CEO of mm-hmm. The Newsom yep. Awards. Mm-hmm. So I had a great time you know, with that. So I had that big event. So the Beauty in Us panel event is the panel event that I have established with, you know, the book series, and it just gives people an opportunity to just to sit back and learn about different careers in business and in entertainment. And I decided to establish that because I noticed that a lot of people, especially people of, you know, in the millennials, people in my generation, a lot of them want to start a business. A lot of millennials, they don't want to work under people. A lot of them want to be their own boss in a sense, but a lot of them can't really understand the concept of what it means to be your own boss.
Right.
And a lot of them just look at, okay, I just want to make a lot of money. But a lot of people don't understand like how much time, effort, energy, and money, and how much you have to sacrifice in order to get to that point. Because, you know, they look at TV and they look at different forms of media, and they see all these people who make millions of dollars off of their business. You know, some of these people are serial entrepreneurs, so they may have, you know, a fashion line here, a clothing store here, and they just venture out into other fields. And, you know, I tell them that, you know, there's nothing wrong with wanting to be an entrepreneur. There's nothing wrong with wanting to be your own boss. But a lot of people don't want to put in the work. A lot of people just want to sit back and make money, and that's not how it works.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. As a matter of fact, I've started a new ministry venture as well. I'll just mention it here, and we can talk later offline if you want. But, you know, it's basically facilitating like a round table, and it's what it's designed for is to have – you know, people who are, you know, want to start their own business, or, you know, people that you know in the workplace or the community or the neighborhood or the church that wants to develop the leadership skills to start their own business and to be successful in business. And it's, you know, basically meet once a week for 12 weeks. And through that process, they learn the leadership skills that they can implement, not just in business, but in their daily life and in their relationship with God. And it's, you know, it's not ministry oriented; it's community oriented. But it has that underlying ministry theme, I guess you could say, where, you know, it explains that, you know, if this is God's will, then it's going to work, and this is how you can tell, and this is what you need to do to develop what you're doing. And it's really a unique concept. I've joined a partner with two different ministries and combined this training, and it's free. I mean, it's absolutely free of charge. You know, they purchase the workbooks, but that's it. You know, I don't charge for time or anything like that, because this is a ministry outreach for our ministry. You know what I mean? But, you know, yeah, it sounds like you're doing the exact same thing, helping these people understand the concepts of what it's going to take to be in business. You know, it's just not
right.
Like, oh, I'm going to do hair and I'm going to make, you know, $1 million in 6 months. No.
Yes. And that's what I tried to get a lot of like people in my peer group to understand. And like I said, there's nothing wrong with wanting to be your own boss.
Exactly.
There's nothing wrong with being an entrepreneur. You know, I'm an entrepreneur, you know, I'm an author. I'm a self-published author. So, you know, that's why, you know, you have to trust the process. As long as you continue to work hard and as long as you continue to lean on faith, you'll be able to get what you want. You just have to get past that, you know, 5-year mark before you decide to venture into something else. Because, you know, and I had to learn that too, because, you know, I'm definitely like, since I have such an innovative and driven kind of mindset, you know, I just had to tell myself, you know, you have to trust the process. You have to continue to lean on faith, because a lot of people look at the journey from A to Z.
Yeah.
They don't look at E, F, G, H, I, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. They look at A and Z.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Yeah. That's
yes.
Right.
Especially because everybody wants to make it to the top very fast.
Yeah.
But sometimes you have to have bumps in the road to appreciate it, you know, when you are at the peak of your career or at the peak of your life. Sometimes you have to appreciate those bumps in the road, and you have to go through it, because
Amen.
If you don't go through anything, how can you minister and how can you share testimony with anybody?
That's right.
That's
you can't
not
have a testimony without a test.
Right.
You know? Yeah.
I mean, it's not realistic. So like I said, you know, since I have such an innovative mindset, and you know, when I put my mind to something, I have to just like step back and say, Nelson, that's nice, but you know, you have to take care of this first.
Yeah. Amen.
Let God work with this first
Amen.
Before you open up other doors.
The next thing. Yeah, that's right. Now, you've had a few book signings for your first book, The Beauty in Us, Our Reality. How has your book been received overall?
A lot of my readers and a lot of people over social media, a lot of people have enjoyed the people who have read the book. A lot of people have enjoyed the first book. People are already asking for more, you know. So, you know, people are already asking for more. And a lot of people, you know, because I have readers, I have middle schoolers and high schoolers reading my book, mm-hmm. and it's an easy read. You know, a lot of times, you know, you have these psychologists that, you know, write books. And they use terms that
letter words. Yeah.
Yes, and they use words that you usually don't use in a conversation. Whereas, like with my book, and with what I'm doing, you know, it's some people just need simplicity,
right?
And
right.
because it's easy for people to understand, and that's why I feel like, you know, it's reached so many people, and I have people of all backgrounds that follow my work and that have read my work. You know, I have men, women. My audience so far is predominantly filled with women. Entrepreneurs, young adults, teens, cool. and African-American families.
Yeah.
So between all of, under all my platforms and between people who have read it and have, you know, reached out to me and, you know, have said great things mm-hmm. about the book, you know, it's definitely been great. And mm-hmm. I'm working on my next two. The Beauty in Us Vulnerable Masculinity Edition will be released in February of next mm-hmm. year. And I'm working with my editor this fall. It's finished. I'm just working with my editor to put the final touches on it before the holidays and before the new year comes, which is like a couple months away.
at the time of this recording, yep.
Yes.
That's right.
Yep. And The Beauty in Us, Our Love, Our Village will be released in May of 2021. I've been working with both of those, and I've been definitely, you know, exercising that creative muscle. The Vulnerable Masculinity Edition, they're both going to be books of poetry this time. The first one was a memoir, but both of these are going to be books of poetry. And the Vulnerable Masculinity Edition, it's going to consist of topics related to unity, independence, mental health, spiritual growth, and forgiveness. And it's something that I feel as though every young man needs in order to develop into a full man. And I noticed that, you know, a lot of men in their teens, in their early 20s, a lot of them are still trying to figure out who they are. Mm-hmm. And they're still trying to figure out what they want. I mean, you know what you want, but it's very difficult to figure out how to navigate through a lot of obstacles and a lot of challenges along the way. And also in your teens and in your early 20s, that's when a lot of the childhood scars begin to surface if they're mm-hmm. not addressed early on.
That's right.
A lot of unresolved trauma, a lot of unresolved issues. They begin to fester in your teens and in your early 20s, and it affects you and your relationships with others, and it really takes its toll. So that's why I feel as though it's just necessary to release this book, especially being the age that I am, and then growing and learning and saying goodbye to more youthful insecurities that I used to have. Approaching the age of 21 next year definitely means a lot. And it's meant a lot to me. And the Our Love, Our Village edition, it's going to celebrate women and children, but it's also going to put an emphasis on family values and the downfalls of consumerism.
Amen.
Especially in the climate that we're in today.
Amen. And when's that one due to be released? 2021?
May of 2021.
Okay. Amen. Now, the book that's published already, The Beauty in Us, Our Reality, that's available on Amazon, correct? Is that how
yes,
people can get
that's
a copy
available
of
on Amazon.
Okay,
yes, right. That's available on Amazon. It's available in the paperback and ebook format. So if you have a Kindle and if you can read it as an ebook, but if you're traditional and if you like the paperback version, that's available as well.
Amen, amen. Now, are you doing any type of pre-launch for your book coming out in February?
I'm trying to figure out how to go about doing that. Mm-hmm. I have about two or three interviews this fall. Mm-hmm. I'm taking a break from it. I spent the spring and the summer, you know, with interviews, but I'm backing off a little bit on it, with the exception of those few this fall. And I'm probably going to do a pre-launch, probably around the holidays. I mm-hmm. might. I'll see what the circumstances look like.
Amen. Nelson, we're about out of time, and I want to congratulate you on being so impactful in the community. I mean, you are truly a voice and inspiration to the young black men, not just in Baltimore, but around the nation. They'll hear about your work through this program and other programs you've been interviewed on. I mean, your whole future is ahead of you, and it seems to me the Lord is already using you in mighty ways. And since He never shows us the end result, because it'd probably scare us off, He only shows us the next step. And I can tell already you've embarked on a journey that's going to yield so much fruit to your heavenly account, man. You're awesome, dude. I'm telling you.
Yeah, thank you very much. And I'm available on all the social media platforms if your listeners want to stay in touch with me and my work. Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn at Nelson E. Brown or Nelson Brown on all of my social media platforms. Mm-hmm. If they want to connect with me directly, I'm available at brownnelsone@gmail.com. And if they have any questions or if they want to invite me to an event, you know, I'm happy to, you know, do anything. Mm-hmm. I'm happy to, you know, answer any questions and to just do whatever it takes to, you know, bless someone else and to save someone else.
Yeah, amen. That was my next thing, was to ask you how do people get in touch with you. And I'll put a link to all those in the show notes down below, as well as a link to your book, The Beauty in Us, Reality.
Are you a Christian entrepreneur, coach, or author with a message that needs to be heard? Picture this: your voice reaching thousands, your story inspiring hearts, and your business flourishing like never before. Introducing Faithcasters, the ultimate platform that connects faith-driven professionals like you with the power of podcasting. Become a sought-after guest on faith-based podcasts, share your unique insights, and connect with like-minded individuals who share your passion for faith and entrepreneurship as well. Imagine your expertise reaching a wider audience, expanding your network, and propelling your business to new heights. Well, it's all within reach with Faithcasters. So don't wait. Take the first step today on your journey to greatness by visiting our website at faithcaster.org. That's faithcaster.org. Join the Faithcasters community now and unleash the full potential of your faith-driven enterprise. You do not want to miss this opportunity. Faithcasters, where faith meets podcasting and your dreams become reality. Visit faithcaster.org. Let's soar together. And remember, anyone can be a podcaster, but only a Christian can become a faithcaster. Faithcasters, your voice, your platform, your success.